Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
So, I'm leaving that in.
Jordan Bosman and Kevin from
Hi, mate.
Hello, mate.
Just...
Yeah, I look.
Yeah. Hi, mate.
Now, do you see what I was saying in the last episode?
He was having a moment.
How many times did you take to get that right with the guy from Stalybridge Celtic?
He was having a problem here with his headphones.
Yeah, but I was having a problem with my Watsits.
Yeah, with his Watsits, yeah. Are you all right there now? Do you need some help?
Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do. Maybe get my pellet sound. Let him do it with us in future. He did it great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
What can we tell? What can you tell us?
Not much.
No.
No.
Right, we'll go home then, eh?
Kevin.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how many episodes it is, because I don't keep up with the logistics of this podcast, evidently.
Right, okay.
But... in whichever episode it was, I mentioned doing my take on what records you would take on a desert island.
In the style of desert island, this, yeah.
Yeah, but we can't call it.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. So did you?
But I know you said 3 songs.
Yeah, and you come up with like 16, haven't you?
No, I come up with 4.
Right, you have
to be different. Just one extra one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point. It's got to be difficult. You've got to try and narrow it down to 3. I think that's half the battle.
Andrew.
Yes.
Have you got some?
Have you had to think about it?
I've just written down 2. I'll think of the third in a minute.
He's writing them down now.
Right. Kevin.
Yes.
You go first.
Right. Well, I did have a think about it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so many songs. So I just picked 3 songs that I thought would remind me if I was stuck on a... Are we going to be stuck on a desert island in this instance?
Can we be stuck in a pub like in World's End?
We're stuck in the World's End, yeah?
Yeah.
In London, and the zombies are on the way.
Yeah.
And you've got 3 tracks to choose on the jukebox.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go for in reverse order. No, in no order,
yeah,
really.
But you've got... I've got meanings for all my tracks.
Yeah, no, so. I have as well. Right, I've got 3 songs in no particular order. Jack and Diane... by John Cougar. I would have that blend.
John Mellencamp.
Yeah, John Cougar Mellencamp, yeah.
Yeah.
And that just reminded me from the day I picked up a guitar. It's one of the songs I always used to play, so I'd play that, I'd have that.
That reminds me of you.
Yeah. I'd have Mona Lisa by Nat King Cole.
I've never heard of that one, mate.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Why did you pick that?
Funny little story, back in when I was a youth... in Southsea in Portsmouth, on the seafront, they used to have recording booths.
Mm.
And I've got a recording, I say I've got it, I've lost it now, but I've got a 7-inch vinyl record of my dad singing Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa in a recording booth.
All right.
With me in the background going, Dad, Dad, can we go yet? And he's going, Mona Lisa. And I'm like, Dad, can we go yet? I had that on a vinyl record, and I'm really gutted I haven't got that to show you today.
Oh.
And my number one would be something like Tubular Bells, Mike Oldfield.
Oh, that was an album, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. But the album, I used to play it to death when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it sticks in my mind. So that would be a choice.
Yeah.
Difficult one, but 3 my songs. What about you?
Right. Let me just...
Oh, yeah, phone's out.
No, I've got them. Peace, first one, Piece by Piece by Kelly Clarkson.
I don't really know that one.
No, it's a kind of, it's a ballad.
Right, Piece by Piece, I'll have a listen to that. Why do you like that one? Why have you picked that one?
Well, it's not, I don't have a really like relationship with it, but it's a kind of emotional, because it reminds me of when my dad left.
Oh, right.
So it always brings me back to that.
Right. Go on, what's the other ones?
Where are we? The second one is Ella Henderson, Mist.
Right, don't know that one either.
No, I don't.
No.
These are random.
This one, it's about a relationship that I once had with a friend, and they chose to put that relationship behind them.
Keep it light. Right, okay, next one.
Yeah. And the final one, the gambler.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great tune, great tune. Why, that one? Who left on because of that one?
No. That was...
your dog left.
No, I think you...
Sorry, mate.
I think you'll find it was my uncle who just died.
Oh, God, awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, that was his favourite song.
Right.
Every time he put a bet on as well.
Oh.
Aye.
Should we do the joke off?
Well, I've got one more to go.
Go on.
I've got one more to go.
I'm glad you do.
It's called Family Matters by Sky Newman.
Don't know that one either.
Oh, Jesus. You'll have to go and, like, look these up after we've recorded.
We will.
Yeah, you will. All of you.
All right, love.
Yeah.
We're not down with the kids, Andrew.
No.
Clearly not. I don't know any of them.
No, I didn't. But I will make a note, and I will have listened to them.
And the Family Matters one hasn't really got any meaning. I just like it.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, it was kind of going downhill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Andrew, can you lift us up with anything?
Lift me up. That was Jerry Halliwell.
I've had enough over here. We're all doomed.
I'm depressed now.
Right, we're in a pub. We're in the World's End pub. Zombies are after you.
I think
you've got three songs on the jukebox. Let's hear them.
Well, these have got no emotional meaning to me whatsoever.
Right.
But they're just three songs that on my Big Cheese radio station that I never get bored of.
Go on.
So, Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Oh, tune.
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, Jesus.
Tune.
And It Bites, Calling All the Heroes.
Tune.
I've never heard of one of
them. We've heard of all of them.
I've never heard of what... I've heard of two of them, but there's one of them I haven't heard of, and that's the Heroes one.
You'd love it.
You're right.
Only recently, I keep seeing on social media about the Thriller and the guitar solos on there.
Yeah.
Which was done, but it's his Thriller. No, they beat it, I'm talking about.
Right.
Eddie Van Halen did the guitar solos.
Yeah.
For Michael Jackson. Great tune, that.
But and nobody died.
No, nobody died.
Moving on.
Shall we do show and tell?
As long as you're not bringing any bodies in.
Oh, and that's where we have to pause it. Where's my show and tell? Show and tell, what is it? My show and tell is, I don't know if you remember, it might have been a couple of months ago now, on one of my flying fact, I talked about me meeting a footballer called Lee Martin. Yeah. When I was born, him and his wife were in the next cubicle because they'd just give, well not him, but his wife had just given birth to her child too.
And someone came in and held their baby and you.
Yeah.
Which was
Lee Martin.
Oh, it was Lee Martin, right, yeah. Okay, yeah.
He was a Man United player, and then he said he was going to score in one of the cup finals the week after, and then he did. Yeah, so...
Did you not bring the article in for that? You did that on a show and tell.
Well, I brought the picture in. It's kind of here, but not, you know.
No. Yeah, now I can see that. But I'm sure you bought this in before, but a great little story, that. Awesome.
Yeah, when you thought it was my... When we tried to transcribe the article and it changed my name to Jordana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah. What's yours, Kevin?
I've sent mine to the WhatsApp group. This is something you're going to have to show on the... we'll have to show on the socials, won't we?
Right.
Because it's a visual thing.
Is this a picture of you getting dressed up again?
It's another picture of me on stage, not with Bob Hope from Emmerdale this time, but 1970s legend, David Cassidy. He's front of the centre in that picture.
That guy.
That guy.
Who you've just been talking, never going to give you up, never going to let you down.
No, that's Rick Astley, mate.
Oh, right.
David Cassidy.
I tried.
He was like a huge, huge star in the 70s and 80s, I think.
What did he sing?
Oh, I couldn't tell, yeah. And you might know, you're the music guru.
No, I can't really remember.
I couldn't tell you, but he was a Donny Osmond of his time as well, because I think it was Donny Osmond was big at that time.
I've got it.
Go on.
Hold me close, don't let me go.
That's David Essex, but that's a good tune as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called David, though.
Have you been drinking today, by the way?
I think that's two copyright strikes we've got in this episode, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's not a real song. I've sang it myself.
Yeah, but it was so good, though, they might think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you shut your eyes. You thought it was David Essex.
Thought he was in the room.
Yeah, but I've had two cans. I've had half a can of Monster, so I'm buzzing with energy.
I love David Essex. He was good. No, David Cassidy, big star in the 70s, big heartthrob.
Yeah.
And I got to perform with him and for him at his 70th birthday party in Hammersmith.
Oh, go you.
And that's the picture, or one of the pictures anyway. And I thought I'd share that with you.
Oh, round of applause.
You like it?
Yeah.
I've got one thing I'd like to bring up.
What?
Discuss, gentlemen.
What?
It's 40 years this week, at the time of recording, since Back to the Future came out.
Great Scott!
Yeah, 40 years, gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about that?
Oh,
that's horrific.
Marty McFly.
What Andrew said.
Do you know, I was watching a thing on YouTube the other day about that, actually.
Yeah.
That he wasn't the first choice actor, was he? Michael J. Fox.
Was it Charlie Sheen or someone by the chance?
It wasn't him, but it was somebody like that.
Yeah.
And they filmed pretty much half a movie with him, but he interpreted the movie as being a serious movie.
Yeah.
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 And then the directors said, well, hang on a minute, this isn't what it's meant to be. And they brought Michael J. Fox in.
Yeah, I'm going to Google that now so we know who it is, because that's going to bug me. I won't sleep tonight. It's going to be someone like Emilio Estevez or Charlie Sheen.
I didn't recognise his name when it was in this little documentary thing.
Right.
And he was in another movie, but you wouldn't know it was him in the movie.
Oh, it was Eric Stoltz.
That's it, yeah.
He filmed scenes for about 5 weeks before Robert Zemeckis.
Zemeckis.
Yeah, that as well. He said, I need a new set of teeth. He decided he wasn't right for the part and replaced him with Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
That's the thing, isn't it, with classic films. You can't imagine anybody else being in it, could you?
Little tidbit for you.
Mm.
My mum's cousin went to school with Michael J. Fox when she lived in Canada.
Oh, right.
She don't live in Canada now, right? She lives in Poynton.
What, you find that amusing, did you?
What?
But listen, going back to movies like Back to the Future, if it wasn't Michael J. Fox, could you imagine that film being anyone else? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, his movies. What about that?
I don't really know what kind of comparison you're trying to make here.
I'm just saying, like, Terminator. You couldn't imagine anybody else playing Terminator, could you?
Other than
Arnold Schwarzenegger, surely.
No. I couldn't.
We should do an experiment.
What?
Going to place you in movies. I'm going to troll you tonight. I'm going to be on...
Could use AI.
Yeah. We're going to put Jordan in classic movies.
As Terminator.
Can you do that, Andrew?
Well, I'm sure AI could do something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
So if anybody's got any requests for movies that Jordan should be in...
Jordan as the Terminator.
Jordanator.
The Jordanator.
It's on my list.
He'll be like, I'll be back later when I come back from Witherspoons.
I'll be back later with some brain damage.
Oh, dear.
Shall we do Joke of the Week?
Is it time?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Arnold, here's another Joke of the Week.
So, episode 82. Dread to think what's about to come our way, but the score's on the doors. Kevin, 28. Jordan, 24.
Hey.
Right, I'll go first.
Go on, then.
Right. We couldn't afford a garden, yeah?
Right.
So when my girlfriend said she wanted a trampoline, I went through the roof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, there's a nun in the bath, and there's a knock at the door. And she says, "Who is it?" He says, "It's the blind man." So she says, "Oh, well, come in." And he opens the door and he goes, "Nice tits, where do you want these blinds?" You might need to beat that.
It's an oldie but a goodie, isn't it? So, it's going to have to be 29 points to Kevin. Jordan, you're still on 24, mate.
Cool.
Sorry about the T-word, boys. But it was an interesting humour. Are we done, Jordan?
There we are, then. Let's go.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.